Hi, this is Rabbi Jonah Lerner, and today we're going to be learning Mishnayos Masechtas Tamid, Perek Gimel, Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. So we'll be continuing on after they did the lottery of who is going to do all of the different parts of the avoda. Our mission continues after the lottery is over. What would happen? So Amar Lahem Ha Mimuna, the anointed one, the appointed one, the one that was in charge of making everything happen. Would say to them, "Tu'ru im hagiyazman hashchita." He would say to them, "Go and see if the time is ready for shchita. Go see, basically, is dawn happening yet?" Im hagiyah haroa omer barkai. If it came, the observer, the kohen, whose job it was to look and see whether it was happening yet, would say barkai, which literally means light or dawn. However, masna bar Shmuel omer. Master Bar Shmuel, who was an administrator in the Beis HaMikdash, said no, that wasn't enough just to see some light. However, Heyer Pnei Kol HaMizrach, he wanted to know whether the entire eastern sky has been lit up yet to actually show to know that it was light. Evidently, the fortune point out that there was a time where the Kohen thought the dawn had come, and really it was only the moon, and therefore they had done the shechita at the wrong time, and therefore after that time, Master Bar Shmuel said, "No, it's got to be that we want to see the whole thing." And they'd ask, "Achu Chevron, is the light God as far as Chevron yet?" Vomerhin, and then he would say, "Yes." The Rav points out that the reason why they would ask about Chevron is because they wanted to invoke the merits of the patriarchs of the Avos and Imahos that were buried there. The next Mishnah Gimel then says, after they saw the dawn was up, Amar Lahem, so the appointed one in charge would say to them, Tuve viu tla milishkas atlayim, you should go out and grab a lamb from the chamber of lambs. There was a chamber in the Beis HaMikdash that they would always keep the lambs for the Tamid offering there. The Rav points out they used to have about six of them that had already been checked out to be completely blemish free, and therefore they'd always have an available supply. The chamber of lambs, the Mishnah records, was in the northwest corner. Of Arba Lishkos Chayasham, and this was by the Hall of Fire. There were four different chambers there. Achaz Lishkos Atzlayim, one which we just said, Lishkos Atzlayim, the chamber of the lambs. Achaz Lishkos Hachasamos, one was the chamber of, literally means seals or receipts. The Achaz Lishkos Beis HaMukad, one was a chamber in the Hall of Fire that we discussed earlier in early Mishnayos. It was a place where there was always a bonfire going where the Kohanim could be able to warm themselves up. The Achaz Lishkos Shehayu Osin Ba Lechem Apanim. And the last one was the place where they would make the Lechem Apanim, where they would make the showbread. And the Hall of Receipts, what was kept there was when a person would come and bring a karban. And not only do they need to bring an animal, but they would also need to purchase the various nesachim that would have to go with it. The wine, the flour, the various meal offerings and things that would happen. And what the person would do is they would come into the Beis HaMikdash, they would purchase from a kohen who was in charge of buying that. When they would come in, with their animal, they'd be handed a receipt, and they would trade it off to another kohen who would bring it in. And these receipts were all kept and in the Hall of Receipts.